From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña with your state and local news updates. High winds, flooding, and landslides caused at least one injury and damaged several homes and communities across southeast Alaska today, as an atmospheric river stalled over the region and brought record-breaking rain. Jonathan Suk with the National Weather Service in Juneau says they're trying to sort out exactly how many areas broke 24-hour rainfall records.
It's looking like a very wet and unfortunately eventful storm system coming through, as we also are seeing a lot of landslides, mudslides, and flooding across the area.
Haines was the hardest hit. Heavy rains washed out many roads throughout town, and landslides took out homes. Residents were evacuated by a boat after a 600-foot mudslide took at least one home on Beach Road. The Haines Borough assembled a local search and rescue team and requested helicopter backup from the Coast Guard and National Guard. The Juneau Airport saw nearly 5 inches of rain in a 24-hour period, a new record for daily rainfall. High winds brought down a tree in the Schweitzer Creek neighborhood, crushing one home. Neighbors say the man who was inside is currently in the hospital. In Juneau's Mountainside Estates neighborhood, a landslide and trees tore apart a home completely off and sent outbuildings and several feet of mud down into neighbors' yards. Juneau resident Rhett Morgan lives at the base of the hill where the slide occurred. He said about 2 to 3 inches of water flowed into his garage.
This is like the first flood that I've been a part of. I didn't really know what to do at first. I went to Home Depot. They were closed last night and banged on the door until they let me get some sandbags.
He said his neighbors have been placing sandbags and diverting water since Tuesday night. Juneau's Mayor Beth Weldon showed up to help, too. Nearly a foot of rain fell in Pelican over the last 48 hours, and heavy rainfall brought Falls Creek near Petersburg to flood stage on Tuesday, the highest level ever recorded on a stream gauge there. In Gustavus, the Salmon River hit its highest level since monitoring began in 2014, but there was no major damage reported. Across Icy Strait in Hoonah, Police Sergeant Joshua Husky said there hadn't been any catastrophic damage there either.
Yeah, we've had quite a few landslides here in town. A lot of debris in the roads. The drainage water systems have been flooding over the roads. It's under control now, though. It's just wet and crazy.
The National Weather Service expects the storm front to finally start to move out of the region tonight, but heavy rain will continue throughout the day until then. There are a number of flood watches and warnings active across the region, and even a winter storm warning still in effect for White Pass, which is the only part of the panhandle receiving its precipitation in the form of snow. The respite for the region will not come as clear skies, but precipitation for Thursday is expected to be light, and the winds will die down, quote, considerably. There are 6 people missing and houses in the water after a large landslide crashed into a residential area in Haines Wednesday afternoon. The Haines Borough has declared a weather emergency as heavy rains washed out roads and caused smaller landslides earlier in the day. The National Weather Service recorded over 8 inches of rainfall at the airport over 48 hours, and it's still coming down. From member station KHNS in Haines, Claire Strempel reports.
Alaska State Troopers and the Haines Volunteer Fire Department evacuated residents by boat Wednesday afternoon after a slide crashed through homes on Beach Road.
We seen the trees on the beach, said, what is that? And then all of a sudden we heard, and we looked up and the mountainside's coming down and we just ripped out there.
Mike Ward says he raced up to Beach Road from the quick shop, but police asked him not to pass.
We went along the beach and we got up on the side, a very side of the slide, and we were yelling and looking to see if we could help, if someone was helpable, you know.
He estimated a half mile of the mountain crashed down into the Lynn Canal.
There's all sorts of household stuff, foam and buckets and colored stuff out in the water, and I don't know, eerie feeling.
A local search and rescue team looked for the injured until nightfall. The Haines Borough requested helicopter backup from the Coast Guard and National Guard. The Weather Service says this kind of storm only happens once every 25 years.
We had a tree come down on top of our house last night. from the hillside, the roots cut loose, likely due to the soil being saturated.
Derek Poinsett says the home he built out the Haines Highway is cut off from town because the road is washed out.
When we got home, half of a tree was on one side of the house and the other half was on the other. The trunk of it was a cottonwood, maybe 2 feet in diameter, broke over the ridge of the house, just missing the chimney by inches, it looks like. Some of the pictures hanging on the walls were crooked when we got home, so it must have been a pretty good jolt to the house.
He says the pictures on the wall are crooked, but so far, the roof is keeping the rain out. Others haven't been as lucky. Mudslides across town took out at least 2 homes and blocked the road to the town's fuel and supply dock. Lynn Edgar's home in town flooded on Tuesday night.
And so at 8 o'clock, I checked on the chickens, and they were floating away, basically. They were standing on their food bags.
At 10 p.m., she set an alarm for 2 a.m. to check on the water level.
That was a mistake because it had gotten a lot worse from 10 to 2, and I couldn't drive at that point. I was calling dispatch because the water was over the hood of my car, or it was like up to the bumpers, and I wasn't able to get out.
At 4 a.m., first responders used a loader to rescue Edgar and her dog. Salvation Army is working to place evacuees in local hotels. The clinic is closed due to area flooding. A morning medevac to the nearest hospital was forced to land downtown in the public safety building parking lot due to washouts and flooding between town and the airport. Haines Mayor Doug Olrud is a lifelong Haines resident. He says he's never seen storm damage like this. There are several major infrastructure damages in town. Alaska Power and Telephone's backup diesel generator is keeping the lights on in the borough.
They have enough fuel there for 2 days. There's an additional 7,000 gallons of fuel in town that we can use to keep the generators running.
If that runs out, there's a plan to divert a Sitka-bound fuel barge to the cruise ship dock if debris still blocks the road out to the shipping dock. Flooding took out half a water tank, limiting supply and resulting in a boil water recommendation for anyone on the town's water supply. Olrud asks that the roughly half mile of residential area from Young Road to Matthias Avenue conserve water.
And so we're asking people to do extreme rationing. We've got half the normal volume, but it could be up to a week until we can get more water into the tank and do the necessary repairs.
Flood water and debris have overwhelmed the sewage treatment plant, but homes should not be affected. That's because the plant is bypassing certain pumps to avoid damage. The effluent is diverted directly into the bay. Resident Woody Paul hasn't been asked to evacuate yet, but says he's thinking about taking his family to a hotel just in case.
Because it's in the middle of town, away from the mountains more. We're safe than sorry, I guess. I don't want to scare them either, though.
Juneau-based National Weather Service meteorologists say Haines residents should brace for more rain. With already saturated soil, there is a continued risk for debris flows and mudslides through Wednesday evening. With additional reporting from Henry Leisha in Haines and help from Abby Collins and Casey Grove in Anchorage, I'm Claire Strempel in Haines.
In politics, a group of Alaskans has filed a lawsuit seeking to block the recently passed ballot measure 2, the Elections Overhaul Initiative. Members of the Republican, Libertarian, and Alaskan Independence parties filed the lawsuit in Anchorage Superior Court on Tuesday. Attorney Kenneth Jacobus of Anchorage is among the plaintiffs. He's a Republican who says the measure will hurt the state's political parties. He says, quote, "It harms individual rights to free political association so we can get our candidates elected," end quote. The measure has 3 main components. It changes Alaska's primaries so that members of all parties compete in the same primary, with the top 4 finishers advancing to the general election. In the general election, voters will be able to rank their choices. If no candidate receives a majority of the first place votes, the second choices of trailing candidates will be counted until there's a winner. And the measure makes it more difficult for so-called dark money campaign donations to be hidden. The lawsuit says the measure violates provisions of the federal and state constitutions, including those related to political association and free speech. Jacobus is concerned that the new law allows candidates to determine what party information is next to their names on the ballot. He says this would take away the party members' rights to associate with who they wanted to. He also says he doesn't object to the ranked choice voting, but is deeply concerned with the top four open primary. This is KTOO News.